What's going on, y'all? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. Every Monday, that's right, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know the vibes. Music licensing in the coolest form because we are the coolest, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the listeners. We appreciate y'all. And, you know, the progression of our show has been phenomenal, man. We're coming up on a year anniversary, so we definitely going to do something special for that. Shout out to all the major guests that came in, you know, from Dead Prez, The Far Side, Diggable Planets, MG the Mortgage Guy. I mean, everybody, man, huge shout out to y'all. We appreciate y'all. Bigger and better things coming, man. I could tell y'all that much. So keep it locked and keep it tapped. And as always, we start off with the word of the day, something motivational, inspirational. We say it all the time, but we're going to say it again. Persistence wears down resistance. You know, it's very important, no matter what happens in life, to continue on that trajectory, to pursue your dreams, to pursue your goals, to do what you have to do. Don't let anyone or anything deter you from your goals. I'll say that again. Don't let anyone or anything deter you from your goals. You know, if you hang around a basket long enough, you'll get a rebound. I always say that, right? But that's a fact, right? So stay persistent, stay consistent. And that is the word of the day. But for today's episode, man, something I'm going to start doing because, you know, we get like a lot of emails, a lot of requests. A lot of musicians ask us how can, you know, they get into music licensing. So, you know, we're actually having an event called Sound of Success where we're going to have a lot of music supervisors, a lot of songwriters, composers that are very successful in the sync licensing space. So if you're a musician, you want to get on, you're trying to find out where to start, you want a lot of gems, definitely sign up for the Sound of Success. The link will be down below. You know, you'll get access for a two-day pass virtually to all the speakers, all the content. And yeah, it's going to be definitely dope. So definitely tap into Sound of Success. We're looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you there. And but for today's show, the main theme, because we get a lot of artists that send messages like, how can they be songwriters? They know that I write records, you know, I've written records for people. They want to know about this. So I figured what better way than kind of do an episode talking about, you know, one of the many records that I wrote. You know, dope experience, man. Shout out to the legendary Temptations. Shout out to Otis Williams. You know, one of the records that I wrote on was entitled Let It Rain. It's from the Temptations 60th anniversary album. Features Smokey Robinson on that album as well. And myself, I rapped on that record, Let It Rain. So big record, dope experience. You know, just working with the Temptations. I mean, if you sleep on the rock, you don't know who the Temptations are. I feel sorry for you. But I mean, legendary group, man. You know, I wrote down like some of their legendary awards. I mean, they won a Grammy Award, Best Traditional R&B Performance, Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance, American Music Award, NAACP Image Award, Grammy Awards, Soul Train. I mean, the list goes on and on. Temptations are legendary, man. You can't make this up. So, how that record actually came to be. So that record was released on Universal Records. Shout out to Universal. Shout out to Otis. I met up with Otis. You know, we were chopping it up. And he was saying how they wanted to do something new. Like, try to experiment. You know, in a good way. Like, Temptations are known for soul records. But they wanted to try something different in terms of blending hip-hop with soul. But not negative hip-hop, right? Nothing bad. Nothing misogynistic, but something positive, something uplifting. So, you know, we were chopping it up and he told me what his intentions were. Of course, I was all in. You know, it's amazing to be able to work with legends that are accomplished. You know, and I always talk about surrounding yourself with like-minded people and greatness. So I always find myself in rooms and circles or just engaging with great people. I don't like to around myself with people that don't have anything going on, they don't have any aspirations, because as we all know, that tends to just, it's like a cancer, right? You know, like, I feel like greatness is something that can spread the same way like negativity or laziness, so I try to stay away from people like that. So, you know, I say all that to say it was just an amazing opportunity to be able to build with Otis. You know, we built around the idea conceptually to say, all right, well, you know, we want to blend these two worlds together. So when you're a songwriter, you got to take into consideration the musician that you're working with and that you're writing for. And you have to take in all those factors in terms of like, okay, you know, what has this artist said? What has their voice been used for up until this point? And you have to be cognizant of that to make sure that you continue that trajectory of success, but that you also put your own flair to it. So that was the whole overall theme before this record came out on Universal Records. It was like, all right, how can we contribute to the legacy in a positive way of the Temptations? How can we have something impactful to say? Because there were a lot of things going on. It kind of reminded me of like when Marvin Gaye did What's Going On, and Marvin spoke to a lot of the things that were going on in society. That's how it was when we did Let It Rain for the Temptations, you know, just talking about a lot of things going on. We know in society nowadays there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of animosity, a lot of sadness, you know, between violence in the streets, you know, police brutality towards minorities at times. So we wanted to make a record that had a message of hope. So we didn't focus on the negativity. We addressed it, but that wasn't the focal point of that record. So a lot of people that heard it, they loved it. They said, wow, this is dope. Especially to hear the Temptations in that realm where, you know, you got this hip hop joint, you know, but R&B at the same time, you know, even so much. Big shout out to Questlove, because Quest showed a lot of love on that, man. You know, he was really rocking with it, you know. So it's dope to see just that blend of old school and new school. And I think that's what every great writer does, right? Like, I've been writing records for a long time, and that was one thing that was very important to me, was like making sure that anything I did was always at a certain level or a certain standard, you know. So you make sure that you write with integrity, and you maintain a certain type of I would say like a standard, right? Like, I think like when Missy writes a song, people could tell like Missy wrote that song. Or like when Timbaland produces a beat, people can tell. So I always tell people, you know, quality is your calling card at the end of the day. So you want to make sure that you're always recording at a certain level. You want to make sure that you're always writing at a certain level, because that's your business card. So when that record came out, I was already writing for a lot of artists, but then, you know, more opportunities came from that, you know. And I'll do more segments like this where I'll talk about, you know, a lot of the content that I've written and things of that nature, because, you know, I know that artists really want to get into that. So I will say, be present. If you want to get into writing for artists, collaborating artists, make sure you're present. Make sure you get in those rooms. Make sure you network, right? If you don't really know where to start, there's different opportunities that are available. You just got to take advantage of it. Like, you know, we have this event coming up, The Sound of Success. You know, it starts with things like that. Like, you have music events, music conferences where you can actually go and you can listen and you can be in a room with like-minded people that are actually doing this, right? Like, you know, at this event, we're going to have a lot of heavy hitters, music supervisors that are responsible for like getting songs from artists in major, major, major TV shows, major movies. And that stuff is life-changing, right? Because it's like, you see it in real time. It's like when you get a song placed in a major TV show or a major movie, your status can explode, right? You get that residual benefit of being connected to that show or that movie. Why? Because they got multi-million dollar budgets already. So for you as an artist, that benefits you, because now you don't have to pay for a publicist. Now you don't have to pay out of your own pocket, because this show already has marketing in place. The show is already established. So that show on NBC just gave you millions of dollars of promotion, and they're paying you to use your song. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to be a songwriter, you want to, your artist that want to get your music in TV and film, definitely tap into The Sound of Success, because, you know, that's going to be an amazing event. A lot of like-minded people. I'm extremely proud of it. to be able to help artists. Like, that's why we do this. That's why we do this podcast. That's why we tap in weekly. That's why we do the shorts. That's why we do the word of the day, just to help. We want to pay it forward. So, you know, much love to all of y'all out there, man. You know, shout out to my OG, Otis Williams. Shout out to The Temptations. Shout out to Universal Records. Shout out to all of you. You know, we wish y'all much success. Hope to see y'all at the Sound of Success. If you want to sign up, I have my staff put the link down below so you can register. And we hope to see y'all there. Peace. Sign up.